Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. And I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid on my life. And I got lots of time. But the enemy can't stop me, but there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he's gonna stop it and make it all right. Well, only do it. You said you would. It's a battle for you, people wonder how you're sleeping at night. Only do it. I am still there. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You won't look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his face. Only do it. You said you would. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. There's always more time. Get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it. You said you would. I took battles for you, people wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You won't look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his face. Only do it. You said you would. You see what the enemy had planned for my downfall. Turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. When it comes back to fast and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. The team will show up just like it did the last time. And the last time. And the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't it do it? Then I got you. Took battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it.
Right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. The people show up to
wonder how you sleep at night.
It goes out to Evangelist Renee. God bless you. If anybody know he'll do it, she's a witness. I'm a witness. And I know Pastor witness. Matter of fact, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. And I know he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she'll give us a word of prayer and also pray Evangelist Sharon's safe travel. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. It truly is a song that we can testify on and testify about because we know that God will do it. Amen, amen. Just get in that word and allow him to change your life and he will do it. Healing and deliverance, whatever we need because he's always on time. Amen, amen. So I just like to open with our foundational scripture, First Peter. I'm sorry, I don't know why I want to keep going to Peter, but Philippians 3. That's our foundational scripture. Philippians 3 verses 12-15. Excuse me. Amen. Amen. I was talking with Evangelist Renee yesterday. She sounds so much stronger, and plus she got on the broadcast. God is truly healing her from head to toe. Praise God. Philippians 3, verses 12-15. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thanking you for your word today. As we study, as we get into the word of God, as our pastor teaches this word, Father God, let it fall into good soil. Let us receive the word. Let us have this word in our hearts so that we are able to be close to you and we're able to press toward the mark of the high calling of God. Lord, we need you. We can't do anything without you, Father God. And as we pray today, Father God, we're praying for our pastor as he is on the road and you be with him and continue to use him as he teaches the word, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to guide and direct him, Father God, as he teaches. And help us to receive it, Father God. Lord, be with those who are skin shut in and those who are recovering. Praise God. and those who are leaning and depending on you, Father God, for their help and their strength, Father God. And then, Lord, we're praying for Evangelist Sharon, for traveling mercies, Father God. Be with her as she's on the road, Father God, because at this day and time, it is so much road rage. And so we just ask that you just surround her, allow your angels to just protect her as she's traveling, Father God. And Lord, be with anyone else that may be traveling, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you will bless those who are listening by internet, Father God. You know their hearts and their hearts' desires. You know what they're going through. You know what our needs are, Father God. So we ask that you will bless each and every one. Lord, we just thanking you, thanking you, thanking you. And Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to read this prayer that was in our prayer app this morning. And it says, God, thank you for providing. I'm sorry. Thank you for proving that nothing is impossible for you. There is no sickness you cannot heal. No diseases you cannot cure. No heart you cannot hold. And no darkness you cannot drive out. You are above all things, and it is by you all things are held together. So right now, I give you thanks for all that you've done and for who you are. You alone are holy. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for that prayer. He's our all in all. I hope you guys are hearing me well.
Do we hear you?
Praise God. And thank you so much for the prayer. And we are pressing towards the higher calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. And as we press toward this higher calling, you have to do it in the knowledge of him. And
all right.
See right there, brothers and sisters, it starts with truth. That's first and foremost. If you're going to go to the higher calling with God, you're going to have to deal with truth. See, John 8 said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, in that, you'll be free to go into the glory of God. You're free to deal with God because you're operating in truth. That's where God is at. God is a true God.
Amen.
He's very transparent. So if you're going to press toward that mark, it has to be in the knowledge. Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures, and yes, we are going to go to Peter. I know because it's in that we learn that 1 Peter 10 says, but the God of all grace who have called us unto his eternal glory. We've been called to God's eternal glory by Christ Jesus. That's the Spirit. After that, ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establishing and strengthen, filling you. See, God wants us to get settled in his glory. He called us to this eternal glory. Let me go here again. Because over in 2 Peter 1 and 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God about Jesus Christ our Lord. And unless, and we'll go to 2 Peter 2 while we're there, go to 1 and 3. I like that because it says, according as his divine power and given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to the glory and virtue. You see, we've been called to the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I hope y'all can see that. We've been called to God's glory. That's
thank
where
you,
he
Lord.
Is. That's why he wants us to be there with him. Now you tell me what parent don't want their child to be part of their new home, or they got a new resident, or whatever. Whatever they got, they want their family to be part of it.
Amen. Amen.
And God wants us to be part of his glory. That's why he made us in his image, after his likeness. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody ain't ready for this. And I understand why. Because everybody's not ready for truth. Everybody's not ready for the knowledge. See, when you start talking about knowing God through knowledge, it goes beyond science. And yes, it's good to know him like that, too. It's good to know him intelligently. You know, when you talk about knowledge as a science, you know. But you need your facts. You get your facts together and learn by continuing to learn of him. Jesus says, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. We have to learn of God. We have to gain that knowledge. And in that knowledge, we gain wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Let me. Wisdom. Not any kind of wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible says, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So what he's saying is, our wisdom is in Christ, man. That's why God made him. He made Christ to be our wisdom. He made Christ to be our knowledge. Well, watch out. Watch out. Flip this thing. He made Christ to be our knowledge. Then he turned around and said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1:17 says this, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God wants us to know about him. He wants us to have his knowledge. He wants us to have that revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places that may be known by the church in the manifold wisdom of God. That's God's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
See, that's the difference between God's knowledge and man's knowledge. God's knowledge, that's revelation knowledge. That's revelation knowledge. God's wisdom is different than man's wisdom. That's why it's important, brothers and sisters. I tell people all the time, God tells us to love like him. Well, the average person says, oh, you can't love like God. Well, see, in a way, that's calling God a liar. If God said you can love like him, who are you to say you can?
Amen.
See, God is not the kind of God they want to put himself so high. No, God the kind of God that'll get inside your heart.
Amen.
Big enough to be over the whole world, but yet small enough to be in your heart. That's the kind of God we're serving.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's plain, man. You don't get any plainer than that.
Amen.
Yeah. That's Colossians 1:9. He wants us to be filled. Not halfway, not a quarter of a tank, not a half a tank, not a three-quarter tank. But I like to say, he wants us running over with it.
Amen.
That's when you know it's filled. You went to the gas station and pump gas, and you say, well, it's almost there, and it clicked. And you say, oh, no, man. You put that thing back in there, and when it starts running over, you know it's filled.
Amen.
Yeah, the Bible says, and to desire that he be, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God wants us filled with his wisdom and his understanding. Who we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that ye may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. We have a mighty job to do when it comes to presenting people. We got time to pray, church. The Bible says, all hidden are the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge.
All right.
The wisdom and knowledge. So you got wisdom is really what knowledge is.
All right, say that.
See, so then he said all of it is in Christ.
Yeah.
Every bit of it is in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't tell you how important it is to know that all the treasures, the Bible says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's in Christ. But because we have access to this hidden manna, we have access to this hidden word, we have access to this this mystery. See, God wants us to know the mystery.
Yeah.
That's been hidden from the world, but he wants us to have it. Matter of fact, you know, Paul says over in Colossians 3:16, yet the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We're to walk in wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. We're to walk in wisdom while there's yet time. Redeem that time wisely. Start walking in the things of God, in God's wisdom.
Yeah. Amen.
I was thinking also, the Bible says, Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and the riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The blessing of the glory, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
That wisdom comes from Christ. That's the wisdom you want. You don't want man's wisdom. See, man's wisdom is not like God's wisdom. Let me show you man's wisdom. Man's wisdom has to be identified through the optical nerve. It has to be identified through the five senses. Man's wisdom. But not God. God's wisdom is spiritual. Man's wisdom only comes from what he can see, smell, taste, or feel. But God's wisdom comes through the Spirit. And it has to be understood through the Spirit. That's why when we declare and decree things, like for instance, you know, God, man's wisdom says, well, when you feel it, then say it. No, that's not God wisdom. God wisdom operate in faith, man.
Amen.
Hello? Yeah, that's a God wisdom. He spoke the thing. And just as he speaks, we speak. See, God's wisdom is about faith. He called those things to be not as though they were. He called those things to be not as though they were. Man wisdom mm-hmm. can call it when you see it. God's
All
wisdom
right.
is different. God's yeah. wisdom don't call it when you see it. God's wisdom say you call it before it's done. March around the build the wall 7 times. And after you get through on the 6th time, I want you to shout. But most folks, they don't want to obey God's wisdom. God said you call those things to be not as though they were. You don't wait till you see it.
Amen.
You want to call? You don't wait till they finance it. No, you call those things to be not as though they were. You got sickness? By his stripes, I'm healed. Not I'm going to be healed. I'm healed.
Yes, amen, amen.
And then when you check the scripture, you'll see the word of God said, let the sick say they well. You ain't well.
Yeah.
The well ain't to say they well. The sick is to say they well.
Yeah. Amen.
See, that's God's wisdom. God called us saved before we were saved.
Yes, thank you.
Man, boy, I want to go there so bad. I want to go there? The Bible says we just got his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus. But let me take a minute and tell you what that means. Being justified, being made right freely. We've been made right.
Thank you, Lord.
We've been made right. How did he do it? Through his grace.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of his redemptive work, which is in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
See, the law of the life of the Spirit of Christ had made us free from the law of sin and death. So we're free from man's wisdom. We're free from man's knowledge. The Bible says in Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life, see, that's life we're talking about, is in Christ Jesus. Have made us free from the law of sin and death. So we're free from man's wisdom and knowledge. We can operate in God's stuff now.
Yeah.
See? That's God's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think Paul said neither height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? God's love is in Christ.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Thank you.
God's love is in Christ.
Yeah.
So if you want all of what God has, and knowing that you've been called to this eternal glory, which you have been, those that who have accepted the challenge, you've been called to God's eternal glory.
Hallelujah.
And here's the thing that the Spirit told me. God ain't finna change his mind for you either.
Hallelujah.
If he call you, he expect for you to answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I go there just for a minute? Pastor, if you call me, are you expecting me to answer? Or are you just wasting your time and you know, what you say, I don't know, kidding around. I mean, you call me. Do you expect something?
Yes, Pastor, I expect you to answer. I do.
Well, now, if we being human got that much sense, if God put a call in for you, call you by your name, I'm sorry, Pastor, he expect for you to answer.
Amen.
I know I was kidding. I was joking. No, he called you. He expected you to answer.
So we've been called to this eternal glory. That's the call that's on our lives. It's a higher calling.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's in Christ. It's a higher calling of God, but it's in Christ.
Amen.
A lot of people, they want these feel-good sermons. That's not what this is. This is about knowledge, man. This is about wisdom. See, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. God wants you to have this knowledge.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Well, we've come to the point where anyone have anything to say? If you'd like to share a thought or two, this is the time. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Piggybacking on what you were saying, Pastor. Excuse me. That's why we have to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Because, like you said, that human side of us won't accept it, that spiritual side will. So we have to be in his spirit, and I like that scripture. That scripture comes to mind, and that's John 4:24. It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And just as you're teaching in truth, we are to receive it in truth. But like you said, we have to have that knowledge, and so I just thank God that we can. You can tune in at the Word at Noon and receive it, and you can put the app on your phone and receive it, and, you know, keep that Word by you. When the Spirit speaks to you, then you can open up that Word and follow. And like I said, you can always tune back in and hear the broadcast again. And get more knowledge and more wisdom, knowing that's what God gives. So now we have to receive it. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hey, brother, sister, the more we tread upon the knowledge of God, the more we're going to understand whose we are and who we are.
Amen.
Especially for those that are in Christ.
Amen.
But if your hope is in this life only in Christ, you're going to be of all men most miserable. Your hope has to go beyond this life. Your hope has to go eternal life.
Amen.
See, we have to know that there's an eternal glory.
Amen.
Because there's an eternal Father. There's a Father of glory, according to Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. If not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow.